right now after America's direct involvement in Israel's war with Iran. Less than 2 hours ago, Mr. Trump posting on social media and saying American forces have completed what he described as a very successful attack on three Iranian nuclear sites, Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan, and asking Tehran to end the war. The U.S. deciding to enter the fray after the fighting between Israel and Iran derailed a planned sixth round of indirect negotiations. Mr. Trump had previously indicated there was a possibility of further talks, while saying Tehran was at fault for failing to agree to terms that would have prevented the Israeli assault. The U.S. president earlier last week said he would take a final decision 1 second before it's due, even as the U.S. military and federal agencies prepared for action. Israel had launched a surprise attack on Iran on the 13th of June, saying the imminent threat of its sworn enemy securing nuclear weapons had to be neutralized. Israel's attacks on Iran continue, with Israeli forces targeting military facilities and nuclear sites, while earlier, Iran launched dozens of drones towards Israel. Israel lacks the heavy bombs and B-2 stealth jets that it says are required to destroy Iranian nuclear sites buried deep underground. Observers say Mr. Trump's decision to directly involve the U.S. military marks the culmination of weeks of mixed signals from the president, who campaigned on a promise of ending wars. He said were started by his predecessors. He is set to address the nation this hour. For more, Nick Harper joins us from Washington, D.C. Nick, Mr. Trump expected to speak any moment now. Do we have any idea what he might say?
Lorani, yes, that 10 p.m. local time speech is due to get underway any moment now from the Oval Office. And just bear in mind that presidents giving addresses in the middle of the night from the Oval Office is really only saved for historic occasions, monumental decisions that the president has taken or actions that they are responding to. There is reporting coming out of the US from NBC News suggesting that Donald Trump will be saying that the US does not plan any additional strikes inside Iran. If that is the case, it makes it very clear that Donald Trump is now pushing for a path to peace. And I guess we've seen that detailed in a few social media posts over the course of the last hour or so since it was announced that the US had taken action. Donald Trump posted in one of those social media posts, Iran must now agree to end the war. Reuters also reporting.
Nick, Mr. Trump is about to speak
to the president.
Let's listen into what he has to say.
Referring to Iran.
A short time ago, the U.S. military carried out massive precision strikes on the three key nuclear facilities in the Iranian regime, Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan. Everybody heard those names for years as they built this horribly destructive enterprise. Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror. Tonight, I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier. For 40 years, Iran has been saying death to America, death to Israel. They have been killing our people, blowing off their arms, blowing off their legs with roadside bombs. That was their specialty. We lost over 1,000 people. And hundreds of thousands throughout the Middle East and around the world have died as a direct result of their hate. In particular, so many were killed by their general, Qasem Soleimani. I decided a long time ago that I would not let this happen. It will not continue. I want to thank and congratulate Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. We worked as a team like perhaps no team has ever worked before. And we've gone a long way to erasing this horrible threat to Israel. I want to thank the Israeli military for the wonderful job they've done. And most importantly, I want to congratulate the great American patriots who flew those magnificent machines tonight, and all of the United States military on an operation the likes of which the world has not seen in many, many decades. Hopefully, we will no longer need their services in this capacity. I hope that's so. I also want to congratulate the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dan Raisin Kane, spectacular general, and all of the brilliant military minds involved in this attack. With all of that being said, this cannot continue. There will be either peace or there will be tragedy for Iran far greater than we have witnessed over the last 8 days. Remember, there are many targets left. Tonight's was the most difficult of them all, by far, and perhaps the most lethal. But if peace does not come quickly, we will go after those other targets with precision, speed, and skill. Most of them can be taken out in a matter of minutes. There's no military in the world that could have done what we did tonight, not even close. There has never been a military that could do what took place just a little while ago. Tomorrow, General Kane, Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth will have a press conference at 8 a.m. at the Pentagon. And I want to just thank everybody, and in particular, God, I want to just say we love you, God, and we love our great military. Protect them. God bless the Middle East. God bless Israel, and God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
U.S. President Donald Trump there giving his address to the nation after the U.S. strikes against Iran. He said a massive precision strike was conducted on three key nuclear facilities and that the U.S. objective was to destroy nuclear enrichment capacity in Iran. He reports to the world, as he said, that the strikes were spectacular military success. He said the nuclear sites were completely and totally obliterated. And so Iran must now make peace. He warned that if they do not, future attacks will be greater and, quote, a lot easier. He said he decided a long time ago that he would not let Iran's aggression continue. And he thanked Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying they worked as a team to erase the threat from Israel. He thanked Israel's military as well as American troops that took part in the operation. He said he hopefully will no longer need their services in this capacity. He said there will either be peace or tragedy for Iran, and he warned that there are many targets left. If peace does not come quickly, the U.S. will go after other targets with precision, speed, and skill. For more, Nick Harper joins us again from Washington, D.C. Nick, what were the highlights from that speech?
Well, Ronnie, that was an incredibly short speech, as was really expected, probably only lasting a couple of minutes, but there's plenty to unpack within that. Firstly, Donald Trump making it clear that this, from the US perspective, has been a successful bombing campaign, saying that those three sites had been completely obliterated, pointing out that this was, in his words, a spectacular military success. Detailing what took place, but also looking to the future, and putting it very clearly in Iran's court to make peace here. Donald Trump not suggesting that the US will be carrying out further strikes during the course of this evening or into tomorrow, but that very much is dependent on what Iran does next. He did say if Iran decides to retaliate, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier. He also said that he would hope to not have to use the Air Force again, but that could possibly happen if Iran were to go ahead. He also pointed out this cannot continue. In theory, that's in reference to the strikes and counter-strikes taking place between Israel and Iran, but saying that there now needs to be a decision taken by Tehran that there is either peace or tragedy for Iran, pointing out that there are still many targets left, not detailing whether that is other nuclear facilities or potentially civilian cities dotted throughout Iran, including the capital Tehran itself. So details tonight from the US president of what has taken place, but very clearly a warning to Tehran not to retaliate and suggesting that there could be plenty more US airstrikes if it were to do so.
The U.S. said that it's not planning additional strikes inside Iran, but what if Iran retaliates? How is the U.S. preparing for that?
Well, that's the big fear. We're hearing reporting that the US has been preparing in recent days for the possibility of a retaliation. There's about 40,000 US troops dotted throughout the region, troops who potentially now are opened up to retaliatory strikes from Iran. Up until now, those strikes and counter-strikes have just been traded between Israel and Iran. Iran has not gone after any US troops in the region. The US has even been boosting their number of personnel, sending aircraft carriers to the region, including one aircraft carrier that was stationed in the South China Sea. The US has been working with those personnel and those bases, we're told, to really get prepared for the potential of retaliation. Obviously, the US does not want to see that take place. And if Iran were to go after the United States, and if there were strikes on US bases, if there were injuries, fatalities, this potentially could open up an even more deadly phase in this conflict. Up until now, the US has been attacking those nuclear sites, as we saw the attacks on three different sites. If Iran attacks US personnel, the US undoubtedly would need to respond to that, and that could cause potentially devastating consequences. As Donald Trump put it tonight, a tragedy for Iran.
Nick, did Mr. Trump allude to why the strikes came now?
No, there was no suggestion as to why he decided to take this action. I guess there's potentially a couple of different scenarios. Donald Trump on Thursday said that he would make his decision on whether or not to join with Israel and strike Iran within the next 2 weeks. Now, that's just over 48 hours ago. That could have been a bluff from the US president to put Iran on something of a more secure footing. They perhaps thought that they had a two-week period in which they would not see a US response. That could have been a bluff from the United States, or it could simply be that the US has received intelligence that things are about to enter another phase, whether that is more attacks from Iran against Israel, whether that is attacks from Iran against US assets in the region. That, at this stage, is not clear. It may also be a case that the United States is trying to do everything it can to push Iran to the negotiating table. That is what the US president wants, talks with Iran that would end in a deal that sees Iran give up its nuclear ambitions, that stops it from enriching uranium and therefore having the possibility of developing a nuclear weapon. By striking Iran in this way, it obviously gets rid of those uranium enrichment facilities, but it could have the ultimate goal of sending Iran to the negotiating table to speak to the United States and to do that deal that Donald Trump has said throughout he would like to achieve. Remember, he's presented himself as the president of peace. This military action is the opposite to that. But I guess he's hoping that the end result might be peace with Iran and a deal that could come from this military action that we've seen take place tonight.
Mr. Trump mentioned that on Sunday, U.S. time, that General Kane and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will be holding a news conference. What can we expect from that?
That's right. That's in about 10 hours from now, slightly less. Undoubtedly taking place at the Pentagon, I guess, to suggest that it is not just the US president that pushed ahead with this. Obviously, the ultimate decision rested with him whether or not to take this strike. But the Pentagon were involved, as they had to be, with any sort of military action. I'm sure that we will see the Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth detailing exactly what took place. We will get some of the specifics of the aircraft used, likely B-2 stealth bombers, of the type of bombs that were dropped on Iran, likely those bunker-busting bombs that have been spoken about for some time, really the only type of weaponry that can destroy the underground facilities in Iran, weapons that Israel itself did not possess. We could hear all of those details from Pete Hegseth, but he might also give details as to what happens next for those US personnel in the region. Will they be pushing closer to Iran, those aircraft carriers potentially heading in that direction? Or will it be a case of detailing how the United States has been preparing for the potential retaliation from Iran and what measures they've put in place to try and keep those troops safe?
You mentioned that the news conference comes to show that Mr. Trump didn't act alone. There have been lots of reactions coming in from both the Republicans and Democrats. We know that Mr. Trump didn't get congressional approval for these strikes on Iran. Could there be any fallout given that?
I'm sure there will be. I mean, we are heading into Sunday morning US time. It's Saturday evening at the moment. Sunday morning is always full of the Sunday news shows, which are an opportunity to round up what's taken place during the week, but also an opportunity for high-profile Democrats and Republicans to appear on US airwaves. Undoubtedly, the only focus of these shows will be about Iran, and an opportunity for Republicans who support Donald Trump to say they do so, for Republicans who are against it to say so, and I'm sure Democrats to say quite simply that this was not the right move to take. We've seen plenty of reaction even within the last 90 minutes. I guess it's interesting to note that there have been Republicans who have said publicly that the US president is wrong in what he has done. There was a bipartisan push during the course of this week to create some legislation that the House and the Senate was looking to try and vote on, legislation that would have limited the president's powers, that would have made him seek congressional approval for any sort of attacks. I'm sure we will be hearing from some of those Republicans during the Sunday morning shows. Just to note quickly, the Prime Minister of Israel has been speaking very recently, Benjamin Netanyahu speaking about what has taken place, saying, as the White House has been saying, that the two leaders spoke after the attack, but Netanyahu also saying that tonight President Trump and the United States acted with a lot of strength. He's calling this a bold decision that will change history. Also pointing out, history will record that President Trump acted to deny the world's most dangerous regime the world's most dangerous weapons. Those comments coming from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel during a speech that he's given in the past hour or so.
While Mr. Netanyahu is praising Mr. Trump's decision, let's look at the timing of these strikes. It's coming on a weekend when markets are closed. Mr. Trump is known to be very market-oriented. Was this all calculated well beforehand?
I mean, it certainly could be. I guess what we have seen over the last 4.5 months since he came to the White House, he has often made announcements, pronouncements, in particular in the realm of tariffs, after the markets close. So they close at 4 p.m. local time here in the United States. Often he will make remarks or hold some sort of press conference that takes place in the minutes sometimes after markets have closed, the idea being that obviously Asian markets will be getting ready to open up, European markets after that, the US after that. But his hope, I would imagine, is that things have perhaps stabilized by the time the US markets open the next day. We now have some time before Asian markets will be opening up, probably just under 24 hours. It could be that taking this action in the middle of the weekend gives markets, gives investors an opportunity to digest this news, to not give a knee-jerk reaction that could see global markets crashing. It could be that when Asian markets, European markets, and then US markets open on Monday, the sentiment may be a little calmer as opposed to if he'd taken this decision in the middle of a weekday trading day.
We know now that both the US and Israel are bracing for a potential retaliation from Iran. We heard in the last few days several American nationals in the region were looking for information on how to evacuate from the region. Do we know if more evacuations have taken place or if more Americans have been brought to safety before these strikes took place?
It's unclear if the US itself was involved in any sort of evacuation attempt. Normally, that would be in the most serious situations that the US government, the US military, the State Department would be involved in the evacuation of US citizens. But there have been those warnings in recent days, even with the US president just earlier this week on Monday or Tuesday, telling people in Tehran to evacuate immediately. And we saw the 10 million Iranians who live in Tehran, many of them jumping in cars, getting onto the road, trying to leave the Iranian capital. U.S. personnel or U.S. citizens in the region were warned ahead of this that that is something that they would also perhaps want to consider, evacuating from the country. And I think it's worth bearing in mind that Iran has put out a statement this evening on state media, essentially saying that all American citizens are now fair game, saying every American citizen or military personnel in the region is now a target. So any US citizens, not just in Iran, but in neighboring countries like Iraq, find themselves on very much the sharp end of potentially Tehran's retaliation.
Thank you, Nick, for those updates and insights. That was Nick Harper reporting live from Washington, D.C. The U.S. attacks on Iran come after Israel says it killed several top Iranian military commanders.